Ladies and gentlemen, when you meet somebody new, the ultimate question that will provide an insight into their soul is, are you a dog person or a cat person? Well, I am proud to say that I am a donkey person. I love donkeys. They are my favorite animals. And if I could, I would get one right now. Unfortunately, I think that my landlord would say no, and that's exactly why I don't have a donkey yet. But anyway, I love donkeys, and that's why I was horrified when I heard the news that the world donkey population is currently facing the greatest crisis in history. For example, the Chinese government estimates say that the donkey population in China dropped from 11 million in 1990 to only 3 million today. That is a drop by almost 75%. Now you may wonder whether the donkey population is being decimated by a mysterious virus or a sudden crave for donkey stew. But the culprit actually is traditional Chinese medicine. And now let me take a little detour, because you may know that donkeys are definitely not the only animal that falls victim to traditional Chinese medicine. The best known examples is rhinoceros. Rhinoceros are hunted down in Africa for their horns. These horns are then ground into powder because some Asian men believe that these horns work as an aphrodisiac. This is, of course, ridiculous because the horns are made of keratin, which is the same substance that forms human fingernails, for example. But all the same, traditional Chinese medicine uses rhinoceros horns, which threatens their population. As for donkeys, traditional Chinese medicine uses what is described as donkey gelatin. It is produced by soaking and then boiling donkey skins. And again, donkey gelatin isn't actually much different from any other gelatin that we, for example, use to manufacture gummy bears. But traditional Chinese medicine ascribes various medicinal properties to donkey gelatin. For example, it says that donkey gelatin should be taken to prevent bleeding, dizziness, insomnia, or dry cough. Now, traditional Chinese medicine has been around for centuries, so you might rightly ask, why is it that just now it is starting to decimate the donkey population? Why is it that the demand for donkey gelatin is much higher than it was previously? And the answer is the Chinese middle class, which is getting richer, which means that more and more people can afford the products of traditional Chinese medicine. Originally, these were deemed a luxury in China, but now more and more people can afford them. So, for example, according to a UK-based charity, around 1.8 million of donkeys are traded every year, and the demand for them is still growing. So currently, 1 kilo of donkey gelatin is more expensive than what you would pay for prime Argentinian beef. So as a result, the Chinese population of donkeys is dwindling, and it definitely cannot satisfy the demand. So what do Chinese producers do? They are looking for alternatives, and recently they have been finding these in Africa.